Trevor Long from EFTM.com, the podcast Two Blokes Talking Tech, also the Today Show's tech reporter. Trevor, hello, welcome to the new time slot, mate. I hope you're up normally this time.
I'm always awake at this hour for the Today Show, Bilko, so this suits me well, mate. Welcome to the morning.
Thank you very much. Now, tell us about Apple doing something cheap. I'm liking this.
Yeah, I love it when something, you know, they're often coming out with faster and lighter with products, but this is the new iPad. This is the basic entry-level iPad. It looks exactly, and I mean, I've put last year's and this year's side by side. They are identical, but on the inside, this year's is faster, better processing and all those things, but it's cheaper. $499 gets you the basic entry-level iPad. And I've got to be honest with you, I don't know too many people that need anything more than the basic entry-level iPad because it's a very good, high-performing device. So good to see prices not skyrocketing. And at $499, not a bad little upgrade for many people who've got older iPads.
I can handle that with COVID too. Now, GoPro's got something brand new. Tell us about it.
Love this. The Hero 9 is the latest edition of the GoPro. And big differences are a bigger screen on the back, a better battery, and a screen on the front, which you can see yourself in if you're doing like a selfie-style video or a vlog. Or maybe it's on the front of the surfboard. You can actually see whether you're in shot. Really high-quality stuff. 5K video, so enormously high quality, and starting at $549 as long as you pay for a $70 annual subscription.
Aye.
So you get it $150 cheaper than normal retail if you buy a $70 subscription. Very strange pricing model.
Is that what's sort of to keep updates or technical stuff happening, is it?
No, it's to get access to the cloud and all these other features that they've got. Basically, what I say is save $70. Get the one-year subscription, and if you don't like the subscription, just remember to cancel it after a year.
Yeah,
and you'll save money on your GoPro.
I love it. Now, Sony has got something to come up against the new Xbox. I knew they wouldn't be far away with this.
Mate, the PlayStation 5 was announced the pricing for it was announced days after Microsoft announced theirs. $750 for the PlayStation 5. There's an all-digital, so no disc drive version as well, for $599. But Bilko, sold out in minutes, if not hours. If someone in your house or you are desiring a PlayStation before Christmas, good luck. It's going to be hard. Sony is saying they're going to do their best to bring more in, but you're going to have to keep your eyes very, very wide open for new stock arriving in the month before Christmas.
Watch those Facebook buy, swap and sell pages for
that's right.
this stuff at three times the price. All right, Trevor, more at EFTM.com, or you can check about on the Today Show and, of course, more online too. Trevor, we'll catch you in a couple of weeks' time. I know you're off on a road trip next week, so you enjoy those holidays, mate.
1 week off, but I'll be back, mate. Talk to you then.